Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Lonnie the theater lady, how are you, my gal?
I'm great, and how are you?
Nice to see you. Delightful now that you're here.
Me too.
What have you seen?
Well, I just saw Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde at the Prime Stage at the New Hazlett Theater on the north side. I just saw it a couple minutes ago, actually.
Strange case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Now, we have to be exact about this because there's a lot of different versions of this flying around out there. This particular version, this is a world premiere
that
Prime Stage
is.
Was performing.
And we all know who wrote it because you already told me when I said to you, guess who wrote it? Robert Louis Stevenson.
Well, the original, not this stage adaptation.
Well, it was adapted by Bruce Hall.
There we go. Mr. Hall is to be credited with what you saw this week.
Yes, but the whole story was, like, I don't know, written something like 1850?
Right, and a lot of people forget this. It's actually a very, very short story.
Yes, a novella.
Right. Oh, that was very... you enjoyed that word, I can
tell.
Yes,
I like that.
Right, but in a lot of the adaptations that we've seen and read, it's fleshed out a lot more. We forget that it began as a very, very short piece. So what has Prime Stage done with it?
Well, they created a set that was just fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
The downstairs was Dr. Jekyll's living room, entertaining room, and the upstairs was his laboratory, which was very mysterious and accessible and totally visible from the seats.
Well,
but it was
if one does have a lab in their home, you do prefer a two-story and you would like it to be accessible. I think that's form and function. I really appreciate that. You know, if I had a secret laboratory, I would.
I guess. I thought it was more for theatrical.
Oh, no, see, no, I would be looking at that thinking, well, how could I incorporate that into my home?
Oh, gosh. Well, if you had seen the play today, you really wouldn't say that because it was really kind of scary.
But you've seen my secret lab, for goodness sake. You know.
Well, I thought it was a secret.
Well, there I go again. There I go again. Oh, my. A little Ronald Reagan for you. Anyway, you were saying.
I was saying that the set was beautiful and amazing, and the lighting just added to the whole tone of the mysterious and kind of sinister. But yet, the main role, the lead of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, played by Andrew Miller, was done so sympathetically that he made Dr. Hyde so lovable and such a kind, sweet man dedicated to science and experimentation that it was really easy to feel empathetic for him when he became Mr. Hyde. And even though Mr. Hyde was certainly despicable and evil, you still felt a little bit of empathy for him because he was a result of a scientific experiment and it gone awry. But everybody knows the plot. I don't think I really need to get into that too much. But this show was directed by Michael McKelvey, who is a professor at Point Park. So, of course, you know, we're talking about excellence in directing. And Utterson, the attorney, who was the other lead, I would say, he was on the stage the most was John Feitner. And he and the interaction between Hyde and Jekyll, they were had a long-term friendship, and you could feel the warmth of their friendship, which I thought was a little hard to convey, because as he became more suspicious of Dr. Jekyll and what was happening, and he still maintained that warmth and friendship, which easily could have been passed over or not portrayed as well if he hadn't been so skillful in his acting.
Oh, very good.
And I would be remiss, I'm off topic again, as I always am, the period costumes were fabulous.
No, that's on topic. That's a part of the show.
Oh my gosh. I was especially, well, the men's were wonderful, but the women, the housekeeper for Dr. Jekyll is actually a student at Point Park, Adrienne Knapp, and she played Christine, and I couldn't wait to see what she was wearing every time she came out on the stage.
A housekeeper's wardrobe.
Yes.
That's really something.
And then his love interest was Diana, how do you say it? Carew? Diana Carew, who was the daughter of Sir Danvers Carew. And her costumes were amazing. Just really beautiful, because she was more upper class than the housekeeper.
Oh, sure, sure.
And that was played by Katie Oxman, who was the one equity actor in the whole show. And she was very charming and likable. And I felt sorry for her. She loved Dr. Jekyll, and he was turning into a monster.
Mm-hmm. And he again played both Dr. Jekyll and
Mr. Hyde.
Sometimes they split it up, you know, but no, he transitioned.
No,
very
and
well
you actually watched him take the potion and change. You know, the potion took him from he became involuntarily Mr. Hyde, which was not good. So the potion would reverse that, and as he took it, you could see him calm down, and then as he involuntarily became Mr. Hyde, he was really kind of coughing, and you could see him deteriorating, and then all of a sudden the whole transformation took place, and he went from a jocular doctor to just a tortured, tormented soul, and he did it so well, and his whole physicality changed, the way he held his body, everything changed, and he really did look as though he were two completely different people, which was the goal, and he achieved that.
Give me your top three reasons to see the show.
Well, one of my reasons would be to see Tanya Lynn play Mrs. Odium. She was comic relief. There were some very comic lines in this, by the way, which I wouldn't have expected. Her character was a little down-and-out kind of character in the area of town where Mr. Hyde had his apartment separate from Dr. Jekyll's house. And she was funny. She was really funny. And very convincing with her Cockney accent, where the rest were the upper crust British accents.
Sure, sure.
She was really funny. And the little boy, Wilson Dara, played Tobias. He's like in fifth grade. And he was just the cutest little guy. He was a paper boy selling papers. It reminded me of my fifth graders that I used to really enjoy. But it was a good cast. There were others that I haven't mentioned. John E. Reilly was Sir Danvers Carew, and the last I had seen him was in the kinetic show Romance, the new Mamet show.
Yes.
He was hilarious in that show, so it was really fun to see him in a very dramatic and serious role. It showed how really versatile he is as an actor. And I think I'm forgetting, there were a couple Point Park students in it too. I think I mentioned Christina, the maid, who was Adrienne Knapp. Did I mention her?
Yes, yes.
And the other one was Anthony Gullickson, who played three different roles, each of which were really memorable and well done. And I think, isn't it wonderful to see these students that are already performing so well?
Sure.
That you don't even pick them out as students. They just perform to the caliber of the rest of the cast. So, If you want to see it, the reasons to see it, I would say the amazing set and the lighting, the way it created moods that were so phenomenal. And the, what was the other? Oh, the costumes. Magnificent. Magnificent.
Bravo. The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Now, this show really, I think, is about the dark side that we all have.
It is. And Dr. Lanton, played by Garrett Storm, that I forgot to mention, really understood that and was frightened by it and had several discussions with Dr. Jekyll about it. And that's what Dr. Jekyll was really trying to prove, that there's a trench, that's the way he described it, between our good side and our bad side. He didn't see them as meshing and melding. He saw them as completely separate, and in his case, they were.
Tell me about your dark side.
You already know. You've seen it.
Tell me about...
Do you want more details? Haven't you seen enough?
Tell me about your dark side.
I'll tell you about your dark side, if you'd like to hear that.
Everyone has.
So mine's a secret.
No, well,
except to some people.
What would be the personification of your Mr. Hyde?
Well, mine wouldn't be so violent. I wouldn't be hurting people and killing people as he did. I would be running around correcting grammar. And making sure that people behaved in a way that I thought was appropriate and proper, and that they respected other people's property. And I would say that would be the major portion of it. And help me, maybe when they were my guests, help me clean up and tidy up a bit.
Wait a minute, you're... alternate persona would help you clean up? So what, your alternate persona would do your housework for you?
I'd be like a slave driver.
But it's you. It's still you doing the work. It's still your body doing the work.
I was just thinking how Mr. Hyde just went and killed people, and I wouldn't kill anybody. I'd just say, behave.
Well, I know, but the whole point of Mr. Hyde is that's the evil version. The version that you're describing is just the more anal retentive version of yourself.
Okay, well then what? I would exercise more.
Evil! Evil! Give us evil. What would the evil Lonnie do?
Oh, gosh.
Would she be the opposite of you? So she would go...
My really evil side... I'd cut off people in traffic.
Okay, yeah, we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I thought somebody were really a jerk, instead of trying to be polite and nice, I'd say, you are just nothing but a jerk.
Yeah, that's real Mr. Hyde, yeah. He, I think, murdered people by physically ripping out their throats. This is a really good comparison.
Well, yeah. I couldn't do that. I don't like blood. I don't like a mess. That wouldn't work for me. I just have to be in people's faces. You're a jerk, and you better stop that.
That's difficult for you to do. Because I think Mr. Hyde represents that unleashing of everything all those deep, dark things that we can never do. So are you saying that you really have this desire to lash out to people and tell them to their face they're a jerk?
Yeah. I do. I do.
Well, I'll let you do it here and now.
Well, you're not a jerk, so I don't have to say that to you.
All right. Well, here, we're going to give you the potion.
But you want to know who is a jerk? I'll tell you some people that are jerks.
On camera, you will?
No, because you'll edit it anyway.
I'll edit it to have it on. All right, here, we're going to give you the potion. We're going to transform you into Mrs. Hyde, and you're going to tell me exactly what you think of me.
That's what he did. His arm got all hunkered up.
All right. Somehow. I'm interested in what you have to say.
You're a diva. Plain and simple. How was that? Was that authentic?
If it was honest, it's okay by me.
Okay.
Was that?
Yeah.
Is that how you really feel?
It is.
All right.
But I am too, so it's okay. A big handsome diva.
Oh yeah, now nice try. Nice
I know,
try, yeah.
I know. I'm trying to cover up. Sorry. Hope I didn't offend you.
No. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be taking applications for a new the theater lady.
Make sure you know how to deal with divas. Because I still drank that potion, right? If you want to be the theater lady, deal with a diva.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.